In 2017, only 55% of firms of all sizes conducted cybersecurity risk assessments, compared with 81% in America and 66% in Europe, according to a government agency tasked with promoting IT. Another study last year revealed that whereas nearly 90% of American and Singaporean firms appoint a chief information security officer, barely half of Japanese ones do. An executive of a big shipping company acknowledges the need for better cyber protection, but grumbles that it is a cost. That echoes the sentiment of 64% of companies, big and small, surveyed in 2017 that viewed cybersecurity as an expense, not an investment. Japanese firms spent 2.4% of their revenues on IT, a third less than in America. A smaller share of the lower spending goes to cyber defences. Whereas 85% of American firms devote at least a tenth of their IT budgets to security, in Japan, 62% spend less than a tenth. And as with Windows 7, a portion of that goes on preserving outdated technology. Executives must stop thinking of network security as an IT problem and start seeing it as a business challenge, says Kajiura Toshinori of the Japan Cybersecurity Innovation Committee, a think tank, who advises Keidanren, Japan's main business lobby. That is easier said than done. 9 in 10 firms say they have trouble recruiting cybersecurity personnel, another sharp contrast with America, where fewer than 1 in 5 report such problems. Japan's shrinking labour force doesn't help, especially outside big cities. Even in Tokyo, many IT analysts lament low pay and a lack of career paths. Plenty leave the profession entirely. Unlike baseball fans, there are no robots to make up the shortfall.